All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
happiness. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mac.
Welcome back to the Big Mac Show. Viva Las Vegas. Here we are, obviously, in Nevada for multiple reasons. Before we kick off the show, obviously, there's a little bit of audio. We're in a room with basically no audio suppression panels or anything, so you're going to get a little bit of feedback. But if you guys can give us a little bit of feedback in the chat on Rumble, George is just trying to tweak it as best he can.
Hold on. I'm going to check, make sure the audio is good for you guys. So yeah. 5x5, let us know.
So we're making it work. Obviously, you're going to hear a little bit of resonance. We can't do anything about that because right outside of us is a bar and restaurant area. That's where the conference room is. So we've tried to tweak it. We just didn't want to suppress it too much. So if you guys, any kind of feedback, it's great to George. But as always, we're the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. This episode won't be any different. It doesn't matter that we're in Las Vegas. We had an interesting day, talked to a lot of people. We're obviously here for the National Audio Broadcasters event. But remember, our plan always is to unify and unite the country, not to divide. You know, you're not safe on either side of the aisle on the Big Mac Show. You screw up, we're coming after you, especially if we can get the receipts, the truth, the sauce, the evidence, call it whatever you will. At the end of the day, we're here to obviously expose what's going on. We don't like any part of it. I don't think America likes any part of it. We talked to conservatives and liberals today, heard some interesting viewpoints on people not doing well over their rent, don't like the grocery bill prices, don't like the price at the pump, are actually feeling the pain and are having difficulty paying their bills. And that's no difference for anybody I know here on the Big Mac. Obviously, there's some people that are very affluent, they get away with it. The people that don't suffer. So edge of the knife, as always. So just remember this, guys, we also got some crappy feedback from people. You know, if you're being attacked, it's because you're right. You don't want to underestimate that. You got to just keep fighting. We don't have a choice. If we don't win this one, I think we're in major trouble. Just want to thank our sponsors, as always, seaofmud.com, Patriotic Apparel for the whole family, coffee mugs, beanies, hats, accessories, coolers, you name it. Kyle's doing a fantastic job with that company. Get over there, use the Big Mig all caps promo code. Take a look. Even if nothing else, look, think about the next time you're gonna give gifts to somebody. He's got a great sense of humor. He's doing a great job running the company. He's focused for the big win and the parallel economy matters to us. And of course, beardvet.com. That's Beard Vet Coffee. And you guys know we love that company. They've now got the 2.5 pound grind it yourself roast bag in all their flavors. $24.99, great price for 2.5 pounds. You can also buy the 12-ounce bag for $12.99. They've got Keurigs. They've got Beard Vet Tactical. They sell ammunitions and all kinds of other gear. And they, of course, have Beard Vet Energy, George's favorite. He didn't bring it along, but he did. I just want to comment that George did bring a mini shooter bottle. I don't know how he got it through on the plane. I don't want to ask. A shooter bottle of Beard Vet Energy. I know you don't want me to tell him that, but it's true. You're hooked on the Beard Vet Energy drink. At the end of the day, also, out here, amazing. If you're in Las Vegas, General Flynn is doing his preview on the 18th. It's the day after the CSPOA event. Get over there. Obviously, it's flynnmovie.com/TheBigMig. That's right, flynnmovie.com/TheBigMig. And let me be clear, we're not taking a nickel from General Flynn. I never would. He has suffered enough, I think, for what he's done, and he's $8 million in legal debt. Get over there, support him. If you want to meet General Flynn in person, he's going to be there. Also, he's speaking at the CSPOA event. So, George, let's kick it off by throwing up the thumbnail. The National Audio Broadcasters, overwhelming, incredible amount of gear, expertise, software, production equipment. I mean, at one point I got lost in the main hall. I wasn't even sure what I'd already seen because it's that crazy. Producers from all over the world. We met people from Korea, Vietnam, Japan, China, all over from, we met some people while we were traveling in from Germany. They were here, software, production software. We still haven't gotten to the AI or the sponsor hall. We've got a couple of the video clips to just show you the vast size of what's going on. And if you got that thumbnail, let's throw that up when you get
it. I have it up.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see it. Oh, it was already up? I missed it?
Yeah.
Ah, I missed the thumbnail.
There you go, Lance. Just for you. I'm going to put the thumbnail up.
Thanks a lot. I like it. You know, George, you look happy in this one. You're a little chipper, little guy, you. So anyway, so we're here for this. We're here for the NAB. We're going to go back tomorrow. We found some great cameras that we really like. George wants to add a couple of cameras to his studio, so we're going to look at those. Crazy stuff. They're going to actually help us integrate, and it's a big company out of China. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, and obviously, you know, that's what you have to deal with when you deal with cameras, because all of them are made overseas. There really aren't any manufacturers here that are producing high quality for a reasonable price. So CSPOA event. Now, let me just tell you about this. If you're in, again, Las Vegas, there's still some tickets, but they're selling out quickly. The lineup has gotten ridiculous. George and I are excited because there's some people we haven't seen in person. We've engaged them online. We've talked to them on Skype and Zoom, but we've never actually met them in person. As you know, General Mike Flynn's going to be there. It's going to be great. Boone Cutler's going to be there. Sheriff Richard Mack. Mike Lindell's going to be there. I've never had the pleasure of talking to him in person. We've actually talked to him online, but never in person. Mark Fincham's going to be there. Sheriff Darleaf, who you know has been outing more election fraud corruption. His attorney was arrested. He's going to go over that. Sheriff Bob Sanger's there. He's a big deal. Patrick Byrne, I'm actually excited. I've never had the chance to engage Patrick Byrne. You know, he's the one that actually outed the Hillary Clinton snow globe bribery scheme. So he's going to be there. I'm going to talk to him about that. Alex Newman's going to be there. Sheriff Glenn Hamilton and Wayne Allen Root. And there's other speakers, Tina Peters. They've run out of room, but they have got a lineup. They're going to start at 7 a.m. Sam Bushman's going to be doing his broadcast. And then from there on out, it's an all-day event. Now, that's Wednesday. So we'll be back at NAB. Now, George, you got some NAB stuff you're going to show everybody, right?
I am. But, you know, first I'm going to show my beautiful shirt. Because, you know, I can't disappoint my big, big mafia out there with the shirt. So
you want to actually stand up to give the full view. That's an NAB official Las Vegas. Been there. Yeah.
Let me get the camera.
So, George over there giving you the most muscular flex. At the end of the day, we had a good time there. Got to talk to so many people. And like I said, overwhelming. Let's show some of the footage now. Let them see how big this damn thing is. It's actually, if you guys have been to conventions in Vegas before, you know the convention center. Well, this is occupying the south unit, upstairs and downstairs, the main central building, and the west building. Everything is chock full. There's like no room left. Right now, the north building is actually, I think, it's under construction. So that's the only reason that probably the north building wasn't full. I understand they ran out of room. And let me tell you, there isn't any open floor space. The place is crazy. I mean, they've got video walls that are, you know, 30 feet high and 40 feet wide. Just incredible stuff.
I need some of those in my office.
Yeah, George has been saying he needs one of those. Of course, I don't know that we have the $3 or $4 million it would take to put that in there right now.
Well, you should have to work on that, Lance. Okay.
Going to need more sponsors. By the way, I want to thank everybody that contributed to this trip. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support from the Big Mig Mafia. We love you guys. I know we don't always say it, but we do appreciate everything you guys do for us to grow the show. Obviously, our plan long-term is to just continue to expand and grow the show to the best of our ability. We've got a big deal that we're working on right now for one of the big overseas platforms. They're talking about signing us, so we'll see how that works out. They've got 400 million subscribers, and they want to take our content and put it on their platform. So we'll see if it works out. We're talking to an agent right now about it. So we'll let you guys know if that goes. George, what do you got for NAB videos, bro?
So I got, you're going to enjoy this shot because I'm just going to play it. I just want you guys all to see it. This is the beginning of the show. There we got Lance from behind, walking in. Lance.
Hey.
Where are you going, Lance?
Here at the National Audio Broadcasters event here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be a big day, lots to cover, lots of halls. We're going to be hustling.
Can't knock the hustle. Yeah. I don't know, Lance. my video skills are pretty good, right? Imagine if I had a real camera and mic and everything, guys.
The problem is he probably needed a gimbal. We're doing this all on a cell phone. We would have put them all together for you guys, but we ran out of time. Setting up the audio in this conference room took a little bit longer than we expected. So apologize that we didn't string these all together. You'll have to put up with our low-level tech for the moment.
All right, so this next shot, I had to put Lance's tech skills to the test here. He became cameraman, producer.
Yeah, I don't know that my camera skills are all
there. Hush.
He's probably dogging me. They probably came out. I haven't seen these, by the way, guys.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, I thought you watched them in advance.
No.
I thought he was trash talking. You see how this is, guys, already? He's going to be started.
But everybody knows how Lance and tech is. You know, it's like oil and vinegar, water and vinegar, or oil. They don't go together.
I'm high tech, bro.
Yeah,
I'm high tech.
You're high tech.
I'm super tech.
I know.
G65.
Okay, I'm here with Lance Migliaccio. The Big Mig is representing here at the NAB show in Las Vegas. We're looking for anything AI related, software related, program related, all to make our show run better and to bring you guys a better experience. They even have sponsors here. So many different technologies, availabilities, boots, even more different types of cameras. We're gonna try to run this whole place within 2 days, Lance and I. Lance walks fast, I don't. So
exactly.
We'll do our best to try to bring you guys a great experience here at NAB in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to try to bring you the inside of the National Audio Broadcasters event. Obviously, people from all around the globe, domestically and internationally. George has got a plan, as usual. Yeah, I tried to tell George that I came across an article that said that people that walk really fast are a high level of intelligence, but I didn't want to rib him about it, so I let it go. Now I'm going to have to look for it. Actually show them. I don't know if it's true. I just saw this scientific paper that alleges that people that walk fast are smarter than people that walk slow.
I have the mute button right here, so you're hooked into my thing, so I can mute you better.
The audio is bad enough in here without a mute button.
Let's just say, we don't talk about stuff unless we bring the receipts, right, guys? You don't bring the receipts, so he's full of...
That's it. All right, next show.
He's full of you-know-what.
Yeah, next show. I'm doing it next show. You guys, I'm throwing the gauntlet down. I'm bringing out the article that says if you walk fast, you have a higher IQ than people that walk slow.
All right.
In the meantime...
Some of these shots, we took shots just to show you.
We just wanted to see the vast size. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I know. He's right across the way, you know that. They probably don't notice yet, but hold on.
Yeah, he's right here.
I got him in a headlock, everybody. Damn, it's just big.
It's a big head. It is a big head. I admit, I do have a giant head, you guys. There's no doubt about it.
All right, so this next shot's just to give you some background on what's over there. You know, just some aesthetics, we're going to say, here.
Yeah. Now, that was earlier in the day where there wasn't as many people. It started to really fill up when George and I left. I think people slept in because they probably went out last night. George and I didn't. We hit the sack pretty early knowing that we'd have a lot to get covered because we're trying to cover the whole place in 2 days, even though it's open longer than that. But because of the CSPOA, we're not able to.
So this next shot is, Lance doesn't know I took this shot, by the way. He wasn't paying attention. So I just want to really just get a vibe of him. Not knowing, so you see how he's working the element, how he's working it, trying to get all the information and everything. Like, he's working it. It's awesome job, Lance.
So every time they get now we're trying to figure out how do we amplify that.
So how'd you get into that?
I was in the quarter size, 2009.
Yeah.
What kind of event? We're in like a political, we're trying to...
That was Lance in his glory, in his moment, doing his thing.
Well, we're trying to get the max out. Whenever you guys get us to an event, we want you guys to get the max out of it. We want to get the max out of it for the show. So you never know where the opportunity. That particular guy had an interesting story about Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear this story? Hold on. I typed it out. You guys are going to love this.
Yeah, this just goes to tell you what our leadership, what's really going on with them. So go ahead, George.
About... somewhere between 3 and 4 months ago, he didn't have the date because he was looking through his phone. He's going to text us for the date. Mitch McConnell was on a Southwest Airlines flight, and he defecated on himself. I'm going to say, I don't want to say the other word.
He crapped his pants.
All right, you know. That's what he did. I mean.
So I guess the stewardesses, I guess Mitch McConnell takes Southwest Airlines regularly, and they said that this guy has got some major bowel issues that seem to be going on every flight, that whenever they see him, the stewardesses told this gentleman we were talking to there, whenever they see Mitch McConnell, they actually cringe. So, and that goes to tell you, you know, why is a guy that's crapping his pants in a leadership position in D.C., why do we have people like Joe Biden that are incoherent? Why do we have Dianne Feinstein voting? She can't run her own estate. She already signed over it. But here's the point. Why do we have somebody like that in Congress right up to her death, 96 years old? Why do we have Nancy Pelosi, the drunk alcoholic insider trader, who clearly, if you've been watching her lately, is not very coherent? That's the problem. We don't have term limits. They go in there and they get in there permanently because they're installed like toilets. Go ahead.
So if you all want to take this clip right now and send it to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, 3-4 months ago on a Southwest Airlines, you shit yourself on the plane. Saying ain't so. Because the video's coming from the guy. And I can put it out there, but I want you guys to take this clip, send it to him, and let's see what he's got to say. If he says it's all lies, then we're going to bring this sauce.
We're bringing the receipts. We're going to bring the receipts.
And it's probably not pretty for what the guy said. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't sound good. But anyway, I want to tell you this. It's interesting so today we talked to a lot of people on both sides of the political spectrum. We even sat with some people at lunch that were clearly liberals. But it's interesting how much their position has changed. It's not that they're in love with Trump by any means, but their position is that they realize that the country's heading in the wrong direction. And these were young people. They were probably, what do you think, George, in their 20s? 25 to 30, those kids we were sitting with at lunch?
Oh, yeah. From Los Angeles.
Yeah, from L.A. And they really were liberal-leaning, but as you started to talk to them, I said, well, how do you like your rent? They're like, oh, God, are you kidding me? I said, what about the gas at the pump? What about parking? What about your insurance? I said, you do realize it's the administration. So forget Joe Biden. It's both parties have caused that. They've caused the economic. And they didn't really grasp. The thing is, it was fairly simple what their position was. They didn't really grasp why it was that. They didn't understand why shutting off the Keystone XL pipeline and taking us away from being energy independent, how that impacted the amount of the pumps, how that impacts the cost of rubber and many other goods that are made with petroleum products.
Well, as Lance and I, being the great constitutional conservatives that we are, we red-pilled them.
Yeah.
Red-pilled.
I think at the end of the conversation, we definitely gave them the reason. They actually said they were going to watch the show. I don't know if they will or not.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if they did. We might have gotten some fans out of it. The one young girl was listening, I think, and probably the two other guys. I think two of them were a little numb to it. But at the end of the day, who knows? It is what it is. So any other videos? Are we good?
Oh, we got videos, Lance.
I mean, you got any more of the NEB?
We got videos of
NEB. I didn't know how much you shot. So share a few more, and then let's get right into it.
I'm going to put our orders.
I'm going to set the mood. I found a video that I thought really states.
I got NEB videos.
I'm saying, do the NEB. I'm just
all
preparing.
Right, doing it. You can talk to this. I put our audio away. This is just giving you guys like a vibe for what's going on throughout the day.
Oh, Lance, what's up?
Big show, lots of stuff to see. It's crazy, we're trying to cover it all. I don't know if we're going to get it all covered, George.
A lot of stuff to do today.
I've been to Las Vegas conventions before. I've never seen a show this big. I don't know how many vendors they have, but wow. And I mean, not everything is stuff that we're looking for, so you walk past a lot, but there's so many pieces of brand new, never before seen equipment, it makes it really difficult to know what not to look at.
Yeah, hold on, I got one more.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do it like this. Check this one out, guys. It's pretty cool, this thing.
Yeah, it's one of the displays. I think they're giving it away. I think that was a giveaway. I saw it was a giveaway. Yeah, they're giving away quite a bit of stuff at the show. Lots of different raffles and stuff. Obviously, a big deal. Red cameras there,
so
black magic.
You guys know, you know how Lance and Tech don't go hand in hand? I mean, everybody has their fortes. I have my fortes. He has his fortes. It was a little overwhelming for Lance because there's a lot to look at. It's a lot to take in. It's definitely a lot to take in. Definitely. There's so much stuff. You don't know where to go. Left, right, forward, backwards. We actually did a great job planning it out, like how we were going to start from this end, zigzag, make our way around. You know, we worked great as a team. We compliment each other.
It's interesting. Some of the stuff I knew, there was stuff that obviously isn't specific to the podcasting. You know, obviously, I have a lot of knowledge about cinematic cameras, cinematic lenses.
So
there's a lot of stuff in that area that I did know. But, of course, that's not relevant to the show. Like I told you, tomorrow we're going to go back. We found an amazing camera system, a brand new one.
Yeah, let me tell them.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm bringing my laptop so we can test this stuff out. But you know who else is going to be there? Wirecast, the streaming software we use. Yeah, I can't wait to meet up with them. It's on. I'm going to say, you remember us?
Yeah, that's going to be a great. So we got a meeting with them. We're going to talk to the Restream guys. They're there. So it'll be an interesting tomorrow. So let's set the mood for the show, huh? Let's set the mood.
I did set the mood. They seen me. All right, here we go. This is the mood setting. Ready?
So I think it's high time we just cut the as Americans and are honest with ourselves about what's really going on. I get this question morning, noon, and night. Where is this country headed? We are on the fucking brink. And when it finally happens, it's going to make January 6th look like a fucking Disney movie. Because the American people are starting to wake up. They see through the lies, the propaganda, and the rhetoric coming from our politicians, our military leaders, our agency leaders, our big business owners. We are being lied to and robbed fucking blind in the form of taxes, which are wage theft, in the form of inflation, which is price gouging. For what? So they can steal billions and billions of dollars from us that they could be using to secure and rebuild the homeland, to send overseas to start not one but two by proxy wars, to bomb, murder, and maim innocent men, women, and children, for the grand design of getting us thrusted into World War III to make profits and steal resources. Them are the fucking facts, ladies and gentlemen. 330 million Americans are being pacified by 3,000. And the time is coming, and there is way more of us than there is of you motherfuckers.
Way more of us.
You know, my opinion is that's what's getting, that's the direction we're heading quickly. People are fed up. And like I told you today, we talked to quite a few liberals. We talked to quite a few people that weren't fans of Donald Trump, but they recognize that there's really no other option that makes any sense at this point. And they realize their lives are being directly impacted. They're being threatened. Many of them talked about the illegal immigration and the impact on jobs and how unsafe it was in the cities they were in, because a lot of these people were living in L.A., New York, quite a few of them here at the show. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, George, my take is that the FBI is finally trying to do something, or is this just a cover-up? What is this?
Finally. I mean, it's not like you said it, Laura Luma said it, I said it. Everybody said it that, you know, that has any wits to them. You know, that there was an attack on a bridge. Now the FBI decides to open up an investigation. Wow. After how long?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's like, authority, they're reviewing, I'm going to read. So authorities are reviewing the events leading up to the moment when the Dali 980-foot Singapore flagship lost power, not once, but twice. And by the way, Lance, they're saying that if you lose power, there's a backup system put in for that, just for those measures. So you won't have, like, go into a bridge. Where were they? What happened to those backup measures? I don't know. FBI, you know, are you going to believe in the FBI, whatever they say? Because I'm not. There's no way. So Monday, like, dozens of law enforcement officials dressed in all black began arriving at the Dali where the crew has remained since the crash. Man, they've been out there since the crash. Those poor bastards. Pulling up on a ship's bow in numerous boats and climbing aboard using a ladder. The FBI later confirmed that the agents were aboard, and the Justice Department said authorities were conducting a court-approved search. Now, why did they need a court-approved search? They ran into a bridge.
I think it's probably because the Dali is a foreign ship, and even though they were in U.S. waters, they probably had to file to get to demand access, because it's obviously its home base is Singapore. So I think probably that's the reason. I don't know that for a fact. Well, I think what's suspicious about all of it is, why did it take so long for this to happen?
So,
at the end of the day, they should have dug in immediately, because there were lots of people, expert witnesses from around the world that were obviously chiming in, harbor masters, people from the Coast Guard, that said this was impossible to have happened accidentally. There had to be intent. Even the curve the ship took losing power, the system, the ships have lots of backup systems, and there's no reason any of that should have happened. So at the end of the day, you have to think about it in that respect, that here we are with the FBI slow walk investigation that should be a priority, George.
I mean, it should have been number one priority. It should have been out there the next day. Went to the court, get the orders. I mean, I don't know. Like, are they falling under maritime law? You're the law guy, Lance. You know, I know minimal. Leave that up to you. So,
well, when you start talking about the commerce, right, commerce clause, and you start talking about admiralty maritime law, everything that comes in from a port, the highways, the byways of the waterways of the system, in fact, yeah, they're trying to say that the 200-mile district of the water actually does extend into all the rivers and tributaries that come into our country. So it is federal jurisdiction, allegedly. Now, at the end of the day, I think that's always, we always have to be concerned when our agencies come in slow to do an investigation. Is there real intent to expose the truth, or is there real intent to cover up the truth? And that's what I'm always worried about.
Well, I mean, it seems like the investigation came about because an official said that it's being handled by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland, came the same day that multiple private law firms separately announced that they had been retained to represent the Baltimore Mayor's Office and some of the men who are working construction on the bridge when it collapsed. So this move signals an escalating effort to seek accountability and determine what caused the crash that left six of the eight men dead.
So, I mean, so hopefully they're there for the right reasons. They're not there for a cover-up.
Like,
well, and I'm worried because we did see some other large container ships. One actually did crash, but it didn't do any damage. Another one almost crashed. It seems like this is a recurring theme. We don't often hear about that kind of collision. Is it something intentional? Is this have they been hacked? I don't know. A lot of people poo-pooed the information that was being put out by experts. I'm not a ship expert. I've never spent any time on a container ship. I have spent time on ships before. I even spent time on a couple of submarines years ago. But at the end of the day, I think that you have to think about it from the perspective of, so far, the FBI has not been somebody we can trust or count on. That's for sure.
But here's the thing. This is what I don't get. So the Coast Guard's Marine Board of Investigation will pause evidence collection, but it will still be able to analyze evidence it has already gathered to perform safety efforts. Why are they pausing gathering evidence collection?
You know, who knows? As the time clock goes, when it comes to evidence, as the time goes longer, you have to think the evidence is not going to be as valid. Evidence gets lost. People make mistakes. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. It's something we'll keep an eye on. If we get any direct intel, we'll let you guys know. In the meantime, we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada, coming to you live.
Viva Las Vegas.
At the end of the day, we'll be right back. More stories, more truth, more evidence. You guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Big Mig Mafia, we do love you guys. Thanks.
Viva Las Vegas.
Okay, I don't know if we need any more of that. I don't know. That might lose Viva listeners. Half the listeners are tuning out.
Out here.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, a coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
I want to thank our sponsors, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel. Get all your Big Mig shirts there, your cups, your hats. Matter of fact, go there now, buy something. I give you permission to cut away from the stream real quick to go purchase a Big Mig shirt. You have my permission, it's all good. Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps, and I think you get like a 15% discount courtesy of Kyle from Sea of Mud. And then if you want the best coffee in the world, even though Lance ratted me out that I brought something on a plane, I don't know what he's talking about. I had it shipped here, okay? Shipped. I
did not as long as you didn't keister it.
I didn't bring nothing on the plane, all right? Jealous. He's a hater. He's just mad because you don't have his Beard Vet Coffee right now.
You know, actually, I'll be honest with you. I am missing my Beard Vet Coffee. I've actually got I had a cup of coffee this morning, and it kind of sucked. It wasn't the same.
The worst part is having a cup of coffee with him. Like, you just want to have a cup of coffee in peace and quiet. You don't hear nothing.
No, that's not what we're doing here.
So, beardvet.com, same thing. Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps and receive special discounts, purchases. Go there now, get some coffee, drink a cup for Lance or something, you know, toast them off.
Man, seriously, have a good cup of coffee. The one I had this morning sucked.
I'm surprised you didn't bring someone to you.
It felt like it was just, I don't know, instant. It wasn't good.
If it was me, I would have brought some of my Beard Vet coffee because I brought some of my Beard Vet energy drink.
You know, the problem was I knew that they didn't have coffee machines in the room. I asked. So, you know.
Don't worry about it. You bring it, I'll make it for you.
I should have done it.
I got you.
I should. Next time. Next time.
I know how to make it.
All right, look. I like this next video George found. I didn't know the story very well, but I watched the video. I kind of wish this would happen in our own Congress. This is in Georgia, Russia. But George, go ahead and take us through this.
Truthfully, when I first seen it, I thought it was Georgia, like state of Georgia. I was like, yeah, but I was wrong.
I think there's more that should happen, honestly, because at the end of the day, these guys are all such shitheads. I'm not sure a good punch to the face wouldn't help them, but George, go ahead.
So let's see. So Georgia's parliament descended to chaos Monday after the leader of the ruling Georgian Dreams Party parliamentary faction was punched in the face while discussing a controversial law on foreign agents. I mean, it sounds controversial. This is the word foreign agents. So they think, so what's the driving force behind this legislation is, can be seen toppling over as several other MPs join the Malay.
The Malay.
Malay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just erupting and trading punches. It was great.
But I think it's right. Look at the guy's theory on this. Look what he wants to do. He's right.
The foreign agents bill is a controversial within Georgia and has been criticized by countries as Putin-style import from Russia. So that should say it all, right? Because Putin's just a ruthless bastard. He does what he's got to do. I get it.
No, but this makes sense. They submitted a draft, right? Look what they want. They basically want them to have to actually admit that if they, last week's call, it was for media and non-commercial organizations to register as being under foreign influence if they receive more than 20% of their budget from abroad. Now, don't you think that these congressional members, these committee members, these committees, this media, they should have to acknowledge if they're being foreign, if there's any foreign influence? It's like the Foreign Agency Registration Act. I think this is a good idea. I don't blame this guy, but punching the other guy. I do think there's a couple people in our own Congress that need to get punched in the face.
You know,
and by the way, I'd like to volunteer. If they need an official congressional puncher, and I'm obviously certified to do it, I'd be happy to sit on the walls of Congress, and whenever somebody has to get punched, I could volunteer to do it.
Well, I was thinking about adding some more duties to my personal assistant, Richard Sparza, because this one I know he would enjoy doing. We can send him to different houses, state houses of Congress, and go punch the idiots in the face. And I know Richard's smiling ear to ear. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Put me in, coach.
We just need the authority and the budget. Obviously, we need that presidential letter of immunity. We're going to need that letter that goes with that if you're going to knock somebody out. At the end of the day, let's show this video. I love how this guy just comes out of left field with the Brooklyn haymaker. He brings it in from Fordham Road, and they just, boom, all the way through Brooklyn.
All right, here we go.
They cut it right there. They didn't want to cut it.
Should we see it again?
Cut one more time. How about I like that. I enjoyed that. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
You want to see it again? All right, hold on. Here we go. Just picture now this guy throwing that punch is Rich Sparta right now. Yeah. I should have switched his head.
Shit, he threw
something. Shit, he did that. Shit, he did that. As they cut it out. Boo.
That's yeah. Great.
Yeah, you know that one's going to end up as a meme. There's no doubt. All right, so look, more serious topic. Pretty serious what just happened a few minutes ago. This is breaking news. I want you guys to see it. As everybody's worried, Iran just keeps poking the bear. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because of all the money, the $100 billion that Biden released to them. I don't know exactly what's causing it. At the end of the day, they just keep poking the bear. We've got the video, but pretty big deal. Israel has vowed to retaliate against Iran. And I think that's, and they're talking about it being a new devastating strike. Is that going to trigger World War III? I think you have to think about it. I think it's important. I think it's, and if this does happen, I think the strike is going to be extremely bloody, whatever their intent is. I don't think they're going to hold. And we're getting this from cabinet, the Israeli cabinet minister, just so we're clear, Benny Gantz. So he said this country will exact a price from Iran over last night's attack. And of course, you know, he's, you've got Yoav Gallant told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Sunday that Israel has no choice but to respond to the unprecedented missile and drone strike launched by Iran. And I kind of understand that, because if they show weakness right now, what they're concerned with is that there's going to be more attacks. So what is this going to do? I don't know. The chief of staff, General Herzi Halevi, of the Israeli Defense Force said money that Israel is considering its next steps. Now, this committee, this cabinet meeting that obviously Benny Gantz has just come out and talked about is in fact that meeting that the general chief of staff was talking about. So I think now you've got a meeting coming up with the deputy prime minister and Blinken. I don't think it's going to have any effect. I think at this point the U.S., Joe Biden already told Iran, don't. And you can see as a coward, he hasn't done anything, and nobody is afraid of Joe Biden or this administration. I think seriously, Biden's not gonna get involved, because I don't think he wants another. When I say involved, we're already involved, we're gonna fund it. You'll see some of the funding later on in the show. We're gonna show you what they're doing. But I think the next 48 hours could potentially be the most important 48 hours of your lifetime. If they launch an attack on Iran and they trigger an escalation, I think the price of oil is going to surge dramatically. So I would say, and I think the attack is likely. So I would think that oil futures would be a really good investment. I think what will happen is Iran, if Israel attacks, is going to block the Strait of Hormuz. And if that happens, of course, that was tying this in with our lack of energy independence for Biden shutting down fracking and so many other things in this country. I think we're going to pay the price. I think it could spend the end of the petrodollar. This could trigger the activation of BRICS immediately, and could be replaced by the BRICS central digital currency that's backed by gold. So I think you might right now, and you know, SWIFT just made an announcement that you guys should know about. They made it in March, and that outlines the intentions to establish a platform within the next 2 years. Facilitating the connections between the emerging ways of digital currencies and, of course, the current financial system, and that obviously does not include the petrodollar. So here's the attack. I don't know how many people have seen it. George has got the video of the attack yesterday that triggered this reaction from Israel.
Today.
Oh, is it today? Well, it's last night. It's a night picture, so I'm assuming it's last night, even though it got released today. Yeah.
Wow. Memal adumim, ish memal adumim.
You'd have to think, all right, Iran hit him with some drones the first time, right? Retaliation for Israel hitting their embassy in Syria. Okay, I mean, stuff might have left been bygones being bygones. But now that they hit him again, you know that Israel's going to do something. They have to, because that, if they don't, that means then anybody can come and bomb them or do stuff like that. So, you know, it's common sense they're going to retaliate.
I agree.
You know?
I think you're spot on.
So, my best you can think do right now is pray for everybody. Seriously, pray for everybody, the people there, the innocent people there, because there's really no winners in this. There's not.
Well, I can tell you the impact on our economy is going to be dramatic, but it is important to pray for a peaceful solution. At this point, I don't think it's likely without some assistance from God. I think you've got a lot of people at this point that have already made the decision to move forward. So,
Matt, speaking of, hold on. You know, I just forgot. So when we were talking to these kids from L.A. today,
yeah,
she was talking about how Trump, like, his rhetoric. I'm like, yeah, okay. I says, but how many fight wars were there under Trump? None. What do you have in Biden? You had Russia, Ukraine, then you have Israel and Palestine and Gaza, and they're actually for the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we had peace over there. I said, you had treaties with Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain. Who else?
You got the Houthis. You got that conflict over there where they're attacking ships, and of course we're retaliating. Yeah. And they're Iran back.
They were getting somewhere. It was working.
And honestly, the money that Biden gave them back is funding all this. So you have to look at this administration that allowed that money to be sent back. But that's the problem, right? We have these rogue agencies. We have this rogue government. And let me tell you, what Trump's going through is no different. I'm going to say this out loud. Trump's judge is a scumbag. Plain and simple. This corrupt judge Merchan, what he did today, I just think it's completely retaliatory and unnecessary. Trump tried to get a different date for the one hearing because his son Barron is graduating. And I think when judges do what this guy did, I think that he should be disbarred. I think he should be kicked off the bench because I think this kind of retaliation is unnecessary. It's a misuse of government influence and power, and it's really malfeasance. And if you guys understand what that is, that's real ill intent. You know, he's not going to allow his son to go. So Trump, wrote, and he goes, who will explain for me to my wonderful son, Barron, who's a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend the graduation ceremony? I mean, that's pretty sad. Your kid only graduates once in a lifetime. This fake case has been all grounded into just by Joe Biden. We already know about all the meetings behind the scenes. We know about Judge Merchant's daughter. Laura Loomer did a great job of outing that. I think it's ridiculous. Let's play this. Obviously, Trump is crushed by this. He's been telling his son he's excited about his graduation for the last 6 months. Let's play the video, George.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happened today. As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. Very proud of the fact that he did so well. And was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. and he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. And we got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the D.A., because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing. Over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
A presidential election, keep your opponent in court and not campaigning.
Lawfare, a weaponized judicial system with corrupt officials, corrupt judges, corrupt Department of Justice. This is the tyrannical government that the founders and framers warned you about. And I don't care what side of the aisle are, because remember this, today they're coming for Trump, tomorrow they're coming for the conservatives, and after that they're coming for the liberals. Don't underestimate the propensity of this nefarious organization that's running our country and what their real ill intent is, because they don't give a shit about any of us, and that's a guaranteed fact. They care only about themselves, and they will even eat their own if given the opportunity. And let me tell you, there are many of them that are worthless, but at this point, I'm not sure that anybody is more worthless than Speaker Johnson. He's turned out to be a worse McCarthy. He's a coward. I think all his policies are weak. I think his rhetoric is weak. I think he promised us the world, and he's delivered nothing but a shit sandwich. So anyway, we got a copy of his supplemental today about the budget, his aid plan. It was just leaked, and there's $24 billion missing that nobody even knows what the heck he's talking about. I don't know where it's going. So the $94.34 billion, 60%, which goes directly into the defense industrial budget. I think it's unbelievable. We're replacing weapons because of what they gave Ukraine. So don't forget, we gave the Ukraine the weapons, and now we're paying to replace them. Not Ukraine, us. So they're going to give Ukraine, their plan is to give them another $48.43 billion. People all over the country are suffering. Our veterans are being attacked and kicked out of their residences for illegal immigration. You guys know the prices are through the roof. And they're going to give another $14.8 to the DOD for operations in Europe. Which is unbelievable, right? Another $13.8 billion in USA for Ukraine to purchase. So they're going to give the $13.8 billion to purchase the U.S. weapons. So unbelievable, right? George is taking a quick break. I think he sees Sam Bushman out there at the end of the day. And look, they're going to give $8 million to the IG, which I don't even know why we need the IGs. They're going to give $7.85 billion direct support to the Ukraine government. Here's another $14.1 billion for Israel, because we're going to replace Israel's Iron Dome. I still don't understand why we're doing that. Israel has an incredible amount of money. Why are we paying to fund the Iron Dome? Yeah. So at the end of the day, Sam Bushman just joined us, but hang on a minute. We got $4 billion replenishment of stocks to the DOD. That's more stockpiles to the DOD. You understand, these are depleted military, ordnance, military hardware, everything you can think of, and all of our stuff's been depleted. So now we're going to pay to repo. So who wins? The military-industrial complex. $800 million for ammunition plant improvements, because obviously we've depleted our ammunition. Now they're going to give for the Red Sea operations. Again, you know what that's all about. $2.4 billion. And then you've got Indo-Pacific Com. You know what that is. That's for the Indo-Pacific relations. $1.9 billion for replenishment of stocks to the DOD. Because guess what? We use those stocks for Ukraine. $542 million. I mean, these numbers are really insane when you start to think about it, right? I mean, the only one that makes any sense is a submarine industrial base, which I kind of like that one, because I always think we have to improve our submarine forces. But Sam, what we're talking about is what a coward and traitor Mike Johnson has turned out to be. So he's sending aid to Israel, sending aid to Ukraine, sending aid to Taiwan. He's got a lend lease for military aid. He's going to ban TikTok. Okay, whoopee, I do believe TikTok sucks, but at the end of the day, okay. And then he's going to sell off assets received from the Russian oligarchs. But what he doesn't realize is the majority of those assets we seized, guess what they did with them, Sam? They gave them to Ukraine. They've already given them to Ukraine. He obviously didn't know that, so he's talking about selling something we don't even have any longer. Thoughts?
My thoughts are constitutional. I follow the playbook of George Washington, one of the greatest generals to ever live. Ron Paul in modern day echoes these sentiments. We need to have a humble foreign policy. We need to avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. And right now, funding either side of that war is disaster. They've been in a pretend religious war for literally millennia. I say pretend because it's not really a religious war. If you truly believe in religion, it would be peaceful. They're exploiting religion in the name of war for filthy lucre. That's all there is to it. Mike Johnson, sadly, is making choices to be involved. How cognizant or knowledgeable he is about the reality, I know not. But I will say this. He's duped at the least and complicit most likely. And the problem with all that is what's the reason? What's the value? What's the purpose for the American people? I simply say I don't want my children in a war. I don't want to fund wars. We've already spent ourselves into $34 trillion of debt that you know we can't pay, which means our children will be forced to pay. And they'll pay for it most likely if they keep this war mentality up with blood. And so you know what? It's a disaster in the making. And you can tell the deep state operatives who all go along. They pretend they're against it, but they stand for it. I watched the Flynn movie just the other night. And in that movie, it literally highlighted the reality that the military-industrial complex, they want and they agitate for and they behind the scenes foment war at every turn. And the reason they got rid of Flynn is because he tried to stop it. So anyway, I bring all that up just to say that, you know what, we're being deceived as the American people. And the only way these wars will stop is if we, the people, our greater numbers, demand it stop. Until then, it's going to continue.
Now, just for you guys, we obviously threw Sam in here. This is Sam Bushman from Liberty News Radio. I think your commentary was spot on. At the end of the day, for people that don't understand the military-industrial complex, I used to do Overwatch for economic jackals who work with the World Economic Forum and other world banks. And they're designed, and you guys can go get books on this, they're designed to destabilize foreign governments. And they secure their natural resources for below market prices. And then they destabilize the governments intentionally so that obviously the petroleum industry and others, mining companies, can take over these rights at below market prices and make a windfall for the banks that loan the money and a windfall for those groups. So you're looking at a corrupt...
It's not really a money play though, Lance. Money is their vehicle for sure, but it's really a power play.
100%. Lance. 100%. I don't think it's only money. I think at the end of the day, what we're looking at is a completely corrupt organization. All but right. Sam, while you're here, I want to talk about the CSPOA. I want to talk about your event.
That's why
so tell us about the event. I know you got a lot of news. CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriff, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I gave you guys a lineup earlier, but Sam's got lots of new stuff that I don't even know about. He's busier than you can possibly imagine. He was so busy today he didn't even call us. He actually hurt my feelings. Sam.
Oh, you heard his feelings when they were getting ready for the show. He's going to make it up to you by taking you to dinner right after this.
That's right. The truth is I came in while they were setting up the broadcast because I had a faster Wi-Fi code for them. And they had already obtained it, so good for them. But I came in to give that to them in the nick of time so the show would go off without a hitch.
Exactly.
So that's actually the truth of the matter. I have been incredibly busy all day. But, man, we have so much going on, it's not even funny. Shane McFarland, the president of the hotel, is going to be on the radio with me on Wednesday morning to kick off our event. He's going to talk about how he stood up with Donald Trump, had an incredible Christian event for Donald Trump, and they were relentlessly attacked just because they had a Donald Trump Christian event.
Yeah.
They did literally hundreds of events before that. Not a single complaint. The second they did a Christian event for Donald Trump, all the deep state criminals just howled to the high heavens in complaint. But Shane's response and the Ahern ownership's response is, have we done Trump events? Yes, we have. Will we do Trump future events? Yes, we will. That's the people we're standing with at this conference, Lance.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Oh, go ahead.
So, the other reason I brought you in here was, remember Wednesday night when you were talking all that smack to me on the show?
Absolutely.
Remember when you were in a different state and now you're here?
And hold on.
Talk that stuff, Sam Bushman.
And I helped my friend.
Talk that stuff.
Come to the conference as a result, right?
I love you, Sam.
He's here because of my smack talk. He got him the cash to arrive at Venue One.
Exactly.
And he's welcome to be here with us.
Sam came through. He's been great.
Just as I promised on TV.
He said he would feed George. He didn't promise the quality, so he's taking him to 7-Eleven after the show.
I tried to feed George last night, and George wouldn't eat a thing.
He's going to allow George to get a 36-ounce Slurpee and a hot dog.
All right.
And he just even gets nacho cheese on his dog.
Exactly. How can you beat the nacho cheese? I think it's a good deal.
All right. Let me go. Let me hit the bumper music.
Delightful event. We're glad to be here, people. We welcome y'all at CSPOA.org.
At the end of the day, George, is that a wrap?
Yeah, let's go. Here you go.
Okay, we are a wrap. I want to thank you guys for putting up with us today. Obviously, we're acting like a bunch of brats. At the end of the day, we love Big McMafia, Big Mc subscribers. Don't forget to have that like, comment, share, upvote. Share the content. Get out there. We're going to give you more stuff. And don't forget, we're streaming the CSPOA event all day on Wednesday. You can tune in. Mike Lindell, General Flint, Boone Cutler. You've got, give me some more, Sam. Give me some more lineup.
You'll have Sheriff Darleaf giving you a breakdown from Michigan. His attorney got arrested, by the way. Bob Songer will be talking about setting up posses all across the country.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Sam's going to hook us up with
Tina Peters, others. The lineup's crazy. You guys want to tune in. You're going to learn a lot.
Corinne wanted to come in and do an interview with George, though.
So we are rocking and rolling. At the end of the day, we appreciate you guys. Big Mig Mafia, Big Mig Subscribers, Big Mig Show. We're out. Tip of the spear.
Peace out. See you guys when we see you.
God bless, people.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare. Psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.